The people who make TV and movies are worried about their future. Streaming services are cutting back, jobs are getting scarcer, and the Writers Guild of America may go on strike if a new contract isn't in place when the old one expires in May. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has been following all of this. He's also been out in Los Angeles, and he joins us now. Eric, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi.
So let's launch right in. We know the economy is rocky. What is going on with the potential Writers Guild strike? I understand there's some conflict within the guild itself.
Well, you know, I do want to emphasize that basically I was in LA for about 10 days attending a conference of TV critics and also doing a lot of reporting. So I did talk to a lot of different producers and writers and executives, but it's not like I went out there and did a survey or something. But the sense I was getting from the people that I talked to was that there's some concern because the deadline is coming up on this contract. And there's a sense that the writers are really worried about making sure that they're fairly compensated, given how the industry has changed, because there's so many TV shows on streaming now. You know, back in the old days of television, when most TV shows were on broadcast or cable, you would do 22 episodes of a comedy, 25 episodes of a drama, you know, and writers would get paid per episode. That's how their salary would work. Well, now with streaming services, you might have a series that would only have 8 episodes or 7 episodes. So people are finding they're working less, they're getting paid less. They're not necessarily getting what we call residuals, where if the show stays up on a streaming service, they get paid because it's still out there and people are still watching it. The writers want a new contract that will deal with all this. But of course, the streaming world is changing even as we talk.
Yeah.
So there's a sense that it's going to be tough for these two sides to sort of figure out exactly how they can come to an agreement that both of them will be happy with. And younger writers who might not remember how disruptive and damaging it was when the guild last went on strike in 2007 and 2008, you know, the older writers are trying to make sure that their younger members understand exactly what's at stake and what might actually happen if people vote to strike.
And some of the streaming services, you know, are cutting back. They're canceling shows, notably Gossip Girl on HBO Max, Uncoupled on Netflix. This must be worrying for the writers to think of not only less episodes when they do get to write a show, but now less shows.
Exactly. And beyond the idea that platforms are more willing to cancel shows, they're also more willing to yank those shows off of their streaming services completely. So people can't even watch the older episodes. And that happened with a show like Westworld. So, you know, there's a lot of worry about how can you make sure that you get paid, or how can you make sure you have some say over whether that happens or not. I don't know if they'll get that in that contract, but obviously there's concerns.
So, Eric, why are streaming services cutting these really popular shows, like essentially cutting at their back catalogs?
Well, I think there's a sense that they're not particularly popular shows. Westworld was popular at one point, but, you know, its last season wasn't nearly as popular as its first couple of seasons.
And just quickly, of course, women and people of color usually hit first when cuts happen in this industry. Are they worried it might disproportionately impact them?
Yeah, of course, there's definitely worries about that. I mean, I think there's a sense that the industry has just reached a point where women and people of color are a significant presence in terms of getting their ideas made into series, being showrunners on TV shows, being people who have real power and agency and getting their stories told. And, you know, again, if a strike were to sort of halt production or hamper production, a lot of those deals might go away, might have to be renegotiated on the other end of a strike. Who knows? You know, that's the uncertainty that I think is already starting to worry people, and they're trying to figure out how to best position themselves. And of course, I think for consumers, it's just you want to keep seeing great television. So you're worried about keeping that pipeline going.
So finally, we're talking about Hollywood. So I have to ask you about the Oscar nominations that just came out. It's kind of a mixed bag for diversity, right?
Yeah, basically what we've seen is that, you know, Asian actors and performers in particular did well, but many of those nominations came from one film, Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Right.
We only saw two Black performers nominated for Oscars. And Black women in particular seem to be shut out of a lot of important categories. You know, Daniel Deadwyler from Till, the director, Gina Prince Bythewood, and also the star, Viola Davis from The Woman King. There's a real concern that Black women are getting left behind, not just at the Oscars, but at a lot of these major Hollywood awards ceremonies. And so I think Oscar didn't do badly in terms of diversity, but there's still some work to do to make sure that the films that feature Black women and that feature marginalized groups really get a fair shake from the Academy. They did okay, but they didn't do as well as they could have, and I think people are starting to notice that now.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thank you.
Thank you.